Hi, Bill Arnold with George Fraser. Thanks for checking out this highlight to Real Recovery. You can hear the entire episode online at myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show.
He got caught committing a felony while in prison. You know, we're not going to ask if that was the only one he got caught for, but it is interesting, and you get segregated then. You find that you're by yourself.
180 days alone.
Yep. Woke up one day not planning to drink. And ended up drinking too much, like I do.
In prison.
Well, they have bars. You got a liquor store in there. What's
the deal? No. We don't want to get into all that.
Okay. But you can get it.
Okay. We made our own. And
a little danger there. Maybe you go blind or have a little poisoning, but it's worth the risk, right?
No. Yeah, it is.
Okay. So what happened?
Well, I was drinking and snorting pills, you know, that guys had, and I don't remember much, but guys told me that I got into a fight, and it was a pretty big one, and a couple of my friends were in it too, and we all went to segregation, which we call the hole. In prison, we call it the hole, and I woke up in there, and I didn't know how I got there. And you know, the feelings of that, the, you know, if anyone's ever experienced a blackout before, to not know how something happened and you don't know what happened, there's lots of different feelings that I can't even, you know, there's a lot of anxiety. I couldn't sleep. I didn't know what was going on until they sent me the discipline charges and told me what I had been charged with. That's when I hit my knees, and I cried out to God at that point. And
what did you say to him?
I said, pretty much in a literal cry, I told him, you got to help me. I know what I'm doing. I know this is wrong. I know this, and you got to help me, man. I can't do it. I can't do this anymore. And it was painful. And I wasn't sober from that day forward. But God's hand started playing a role in my life from that day forward, and I can see that today.
What happened?
I got let out of segregation 60 days early. I went to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting in the prison, not to go to AA, just to see some people. And I went going there. The guy from treatment remembered me, got me into treatment into Stillwater or into the prison system there. And didn't go to treatment to change my life, though. That wasn't on my mind at the time. I didn't want him to take my good time, because if I would have refused it, I would have got good time took. And back there is when the Lord spoke to my heart and told me that everything I had been doing in prison is securing a spot for me to come back to this place that I don't like, that I never really liked going to. And to me, that was distorted, and I made the decision right there to do whatever them people told me to do in treatment, because they obviously know better than I do on how to stay out of here.
What a change, Bill. Here's a guy, he's not listening to anybody, and now I'm listening, and I'm going to be obedient.
Yep.
Was that hard?
George, I will say you can cut and paste these emotions into any story for anyone listening. You don't have to be necessarily in prison for the third time. This is a guy who's in tears crying out to God, help me. And maybe your story is you're a successful guy with making a nice living, but you're trapped in some form of idolatry, addiction, and you need to make that cry tonight yourself. You don't have to hear Phil's story about being in prison. You can hear Phil's story of crying out to God saying, help me.
Amen.
And isn't it amazing? God does exactly just that. Starts helping Phil. Hi, Bill Arnold with George Fraser. Thanks for checking out this highlight to Real Recovery. You can hear the entire episode online at myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show.